General Skywalker darted for the entrance to a deserted office block, Rex at his heels, to pick through the rubble and passages of the city and make their way back behind the droid lines. The route ran parallel to the main street. Kenobi, Cody, and a company of troopers returned the heavy fire raining down on them from the advancing droids. Rex couldn't see it, but he could hear it and feel the shocks under his boots. Plumes of gray smoke bloomed into the air. "Keep them occupied, Cody." Rex scrambled over a shattered fountain that was still gushing water from a broken conduit.
This must have been a nice place to live once.
Rex tried to cast his mind back to just a few days earlier, when Crystal City had been a landscape that seemed carved out of glittering gems. The civilian population had already fled by the time ground troops had landed. It felt like a lifetime ago, and he'd still not seen a live Christophsian. Plenty of dead ones, though. Plenty of them. His night vision filter kicked in as he ran down a sloping passage into darkness, and shapes resolved in the green-lit image. A chaos of shattered transparasteel, permacrete, and cables. A light winked on a console torn from the wall. He hadn't realized there was still a functioning power supply in this complex. Not a booby trap. No HUD sensor warning. Just a light. Rex ran on. Skywalker's robes flapped, blotting out the faint lights beyond like a black cloud. Rex glanced at the HUD icons set to one side of the main display to check for stragglers, counting the transponder blips and ID numbers of the platoon. Sergeant Korik was right behind him, and the injured trooper. He must have been tanked up on painkillers. The trooper's bodysuit had lost some integrity, too. Rex hoped he didn't get into a situation where he needed it to be airtight.
"You could sit this one out, Ged," Rex said.
"I get lonely, sir."
"We'll keep you company, then."
It took maybe 10 minutes to skirt around the droid lines, staying close to the canyon-like walls and covering as much ground as possible undercover to avoid aerial detection. Skywalker leapt ahead. It would have been very handy to bound clear over obstacles like that, Rex thought, and was already on the roof of the Energy Sphere building by the time Rex pushed through the doors. They edged to the parapet round the sphere. Troopers positioned themselves and sighted up, snapping anti-armor attachments onto their rifles. On the ground floor, the rest of the platoon hid in the lobby, ready to give the droids a street-level surprise from the rear. Skywalker seemed to be sizing up for a jump. Two stories beneath them, three Octoptara droids marched forward in that three-legged staccato gait, each one a sphere supported by thin, arching legs, spitting a stream of cannon fire.
"What's the plan then, sir?"
Ged asked as if he didn't know. There was one surefire way to take a droid like that, but their narrow profile and relatively small spherical bodies made them a hard target to hit. The general seemed to be focused on one of the droids.
"Follow me!"
"Right you are, sir."
Rex secured his rappel line on the edge of the roof and signaled to the men behind. Skywalker didn't need anything fancy like that. He just jumped.